What do you call the cloth you use to wash the dishes with?
The what?
The cloth you use to...
Oh, dishcloth.
And what about the one to dry on with?
Drying cloth.
And the thing that you turn to make the water come out in the sink?
Spigot.
And what about if it's outside to water the lawn? Do you still call it a spigot?
Yeah, that's what everybody here now.
Well, we had the pump, the old hand pump that we brought water in. We had water buckets that, you know, that we brought the water in, and then we'd use that out of that till it was gone, go back, pump another bucket of water and bring it in. And because there was no water in the house.
Yeah, we haven't had running water yet, but about 25 years. I think about the first 5 years we were here, and I had a hand pump in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had a jug of water and you had a thing on a spigot on it? Would you still call that a spigot, or do you call that something else?
Yeah. Oh.
Spout.
Well.
I mean, not
what we
not
have
the
on
type,
the,
type that you pour out, but
what
the type
we have
that you turn
on
it
on
them,
on them shallow wells. With no pressure, you know. We call them pump pitchers.
And what would...
That's a hand pump, see?
Mm-hmm.
Worked by hand. That's what we used here, I don't know, 4 or 5 years after we moved here.
if you, had water or something in a large container and you want to put it in a bottle that's got a narrow neck, what would you call the thing that you stick in the neck of the bottle to pour it in?
A funnel. That's what people used to use.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the thing then that you would stick in the top of the bottle to keep it from
spilling? Well, that's what I'm referring to, is the funnel that you would stick in the bottle neck.
Well, I mean, after you've got the bottle full, then to keep it from spilling out, you stick something
well,
in the top.
Well, stopper or cap.
If you call it a stopper, would it make any
That's
difference whether
color.
It's
yes,
whether it's made out of wood or rubber?
Yeah. Your stopper is usually a cork. Use a cork.
Mm-hmm.
That goes inside, and the cap goes over the outside. Mm-hmm. See.
It screws on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. If it got real cold and your pipes weren't protected, weren't wrapped up or whatever, and what did you say happened to the pipes?
Frozen, busted. If they busted, I guess they did.
Well, water lines froze.
You might have said this, but the big wooden container like they used to get flour in.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Barrel, flour barrel.
Now, you mentioned making a...
Held 180 pounds of flour.
You mentioned making a wash tub. Would that, out of a metal thing, would you call it a metal if it's, I'm going to call it a barrel if it's made out of metal? Like gasoline or oil?
No, it would be a drum.
It'd be a drum if it's metal. And what about the little barrel that you get nails in? And did you ever get molasses or lard, something like that, in a large quantity? And
made it.
I was made
it. They came in and cooked the syrup and put it in those barrels and kegs.
Kegs.
What did you make it out of?
Kegs.
Them kegs?
No, the syrup.
Oh, regular sugar cane. We never did use any sorghum.